The heart of Detroit's cultural district is destined for a makeover. After winning an international design competition put on by the DIA and Midtown Detroit Incorporated, a project called Detroit Square will reshape an 83-acre swath of Midtown. A couple members of the winning team are here with us now. Anya Sirota is a design principal of the Detroit-based studio Akoa Key, as well as an associate professor of architecture at the University of Michigan. And Harley Etienne is an urban planner who also teaches at U of M. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Thank you so much.
So what were you actually tasked to come up with?
The competition asked architects and landscape architects and urbanists to weigh in on the question of what a cultural district might look like for Detroit. There are 12 institutions in Midtown, in the heart of Midtown, that
are kind of anchored by the DIA?
Anchored by the DIA in close proximity to each other, but each one was designed separately with its own logics and with its own urban personalities. And now that we're looking at a future for the district, the question was, how do we unify all of these disparate institutions, their needs, their aspirations, and make a public space for everyone to feel welcome?
So the idea that it's distinct and it's walkable.
This plan has been underway for 100 years. The public library was sited first in 1921 and opened in 1923, and the other institutions followed afterwards. And so this was always intended to be a cohesive campus of cultural institutions, but Detroit never managed to actually create that cohesive campus. And so this Detroit Square plan will do that and try to bring them back into alignment with each other. And so, as Anya mentioned, we have these institutions that one faces Warren, two face Woodward Avenue, some of them face some of the smaller streets. And this actually then creates a connection so that you actually understand them as one campus where you can visit one institution after another and see them as actually combined.
So we're taking away the patchwork quilt that has built up over a century or so and making it something that really is unified. So what would this look like? Give us an idea of how it would look different. And I know we're talking about this area that basically straddles Woodward and kind of goes out either side. You're just immediately north of downtown for folks who are not from Southeast Michigan and listening to us talk. And certainly right there in the center is that big glorious DIA building. But what will look different?
So the main thing is the square element of the proposal that basically creates a 60-foot walkway, solid walkway, that will actually connect the backs and fronts of all the institutions. And so you're actually in many ways creating a pedestrian walkway, like a mall, essentially a hardscape that will actually connect these different buildings. And so if you can imagine that when you drive up and down Woodward, you have this very impressive facade at the public library and then at the DIA. But there's something to be said for how do they actually face each other?
How might it change then? Give us a sense of what kind of design ideas you've got.
The Charles Wright Museum, for example, of African American history, faces Warren Avenue. And so people are often very confused about what's really the front door to that institution. And so Warren Avenue kind of functions as the main entrance, but a lot of people park behind the DIA and the Charles Wright and enter that way. And so it's kind of like a weird back door. So one thing that we heard in the design process was that we're tired, these are the stakeholders saying this, we're tired of being behind the DIA, referred to as the place across the street from the DIA or next to the DIA. And so that square hardscape actually will reorient things so that you're actually always facing the front of that institution versus just being behind or next to the DIA.
If I could also add that this is not a finished plan.
Yes.
In many ways, it's almost a framework that has some key ingredients. We know what those ingredients are. So, for example, there is that very generous square that's a pedestrian walkway that organizes and unifies all of the institutions. We also have a band, a kind of generous greenscape where you can host large-scale events and performances. There's a zone that we're calling the ecotone that helps organize the water stewardship elements and deals with the kind of ecology of place. And we have a necklace, something that we affectionately call the necklace, which is a meandering path where people can encounter sculpture and artworks and have a smaller scale urban experience. And then there are things that are shared, like the car park, where it's going to be necessary to manage things like mobility and parking in order to create these spaces that are generous and open for public use. We know that those ingredients are key, that all of those need to be shared between the institutions. But now we're going to be trying to figure out over the course of the next 18 months what those particularities of each of the shared elements might look like when they're adjacent to an institution.
So that's the difference between the framework and then, air quotes here, the master plan, because the master plan is where you're headed.
Exactly. So we have a suggestion of how it might work. Mm-hmm. And now we're very excited to work with all of the stakeholder institutions, with the city, with the organizers of the competition, and really with Detroiters writ large to figure out what is the best form that this plan might take.
And I know you had collaborators in this competition as you came up with Detroit Square, and we're bringing in kind of an international feel and a local feel. Tell us about your collaborators.
We have a very large collaborative team, and everyone brings very distinct expertise to the table. Our collaborators from France, it's a firm called Agence Terre, and they are the largest urban design and landscape architecture firm in France. They won the Prix d'Urbanisme last year, which is, I think they probably got a medal and a sash for this, but they were voted the best urban design firm in France. And then we're also working with Root of Two, which is a Detroit-based and Ann Arbor-based firm that works on tech, public policy, and cultural programming. Of course, Harley, who's in the studio here, is an urban planner, and our firm, Akoaki, focuses on architecture and urban design. So the core team is very robust already, and then we have an amazing slew of subcontractors and consultants like Arcadis, who are engineers, lighting designers from France, 818.
Carpenter Drummond,
who are a local engineering firm that deals with water stewardship, major issue in the area.
So it's a tremendous mix, international and local creative powers that are coming into this.
Well, and I would say one of the things that really set us apart is that there's the part of the team, like Agence Terre, that has this international reach and understanding of how large urban public spaces work. Mm-hmm. And then you had parts of the team like myself, Akoaki, and Root of Two that really understand Detroit on a very, very deep level. And so I think all of us who work in Detroit are very committed to it and really feel this responsibility to make sure that we create this project where Detroiters feel they have this destination. This isn't just for visitors to fly in and gawk at our art, which we hope happens, but also for local residents, for Detroit, City of Detroit people to come to this space in Midtown and feel that they belong in this very beautiful space.
We were constantly trying to balance this desire to create a space that was daring, that was future-centric, that imagined something that was grand scale, was grandiose, that was deserving of a city like Detroit, but at the same time was deeply contextual, that didn't look like it came out of a kind of alternate universe and was implanted in the city, but felt like it was of the place.
So many things to look into with the fact-finding as you develop the master plan, and then so much to build into that. What's your idea as far as how long this process might take?
Well, the next 18 months are dedicated to this intensive research process. After that, we're looking at a first phase that might take another 3 to 5 years. And overall, if the full strategy is brought into effect, is materialized, we might be looking at a project that might take a whole decade. So there are phases to this. I think we're going to be able to see short-term wins. We're going to be able to see some changes that are easy to implement. Lighting, signage, wayfinding, technology. These are all ideas for implementation that can be seen early on in the project. And then there are the long-term ideas, the catalysts, the ways to transform the institutions, the build-out, the kind of more ambitious aspects of the project. Of course, those might take longer.
You're both dreamers. You're both people with great imagination. Take us 15 years down the road. What will this cultural center, this heart of Detroit, look like?
I would imagine that this is a place that people talk about. and that people in New York and LA and San Francisco and Paris look to Detroit and say, have you heard about this cultural district and have you heard about the collections that are there? I would imagine this is going to be great for Wayne State because they're one of the 12 institutions and that this is adjacent to their campus. This makes them more attractive as a place to apply to school and to study and to work at. This makes lots of adjacent institutions more visible, like the College of Creative Studies.
Science Center, the Charles Wright. Absolutely.
Then all of these institutions benefit. And then there are the smaller institutions that aren't really one of the aren't part of the 12. We talk about a 13th institution, basically Detroit's artist community, that there's this vibrant arts community, not just in the cultural center, but also all across the city, that also then has a home that they can see. And so that we put Detroit on the map in a very different way. It's not just about this mythical comeback and renaissance of the city, but a destination that people around the world come to see the art and for the experience of visiting Detroit.
We just also imagine a place of radical mixity, where people from all walks of life can find themselves, can feel welcome, can feel invited, can feel that they have a space for self-expression and that they belong to a city that has worked very hard to create a civic space of inclusion.
These are the creators of the design, the framework Detroit Square that will reshape the Cultural Center of Detroit, part of this international, winning this international design competition, Anya Sirota with the Detroit-based studio Akoaki and an associate professor of architecture at U of M and urban planner Harley Etienne, who also teaches at U of M. And thank you so much for sharing your visions with us.
Thank you. Thank you.